God is good.
All
look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you look like a hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Just remind the one who ignored you, you look like a hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The word hallelujah means praise the Lord. You say hallelujah. Okay? Hallel is praise. Yah, or some people say Jah. That's what it is. Yah or Jah. Hallelujah. That means praise the Lord. And you are the praise of the Lord this month.
Amen.
Come on, let's give God a big hand. Amen. Look at your neighbor. Tell your neighbor you're looking good.
Looking good.
Better than yesterday.
And tomorrow,
you will shine.
In
Jesus' name. Meta, meta. Sparkle,
sparkle.
Shiny,
shiny.
Wear shades. Come on, let's give God another big hand. Please be seated briefly. We celebrate those in the pavilion. Those watching us online, we are glad you've connected with us. This month is the fifth month, and the year is really going fast. Hello? But it is God's goodness that has brought us this far. We thank God. Just as an announcement, this week we have the She Conference. It has already been brought to your attention. And so, ladies, Wednesday up to Sunday, the programs are on. You connect with us, and we know that you're going to have an amazing week. And closing that week on Sunday, Mother's Day, and we just thank God. So look at your neighbor, if it is a lady, tell her this is your week. Hallelujah. Amen. That's your week. For men, don't worry. Because the word she has the he in it. If you remove S, hello, he is in there. So you are represented well. In terms of just a notification, in terms of prayer, I believe that God answers the prayers that you pray in this church. And we really want to thank God. I hear that one of the ladies we have been praying for, she was in India, but she's here. Liz, are you here? Amen. We celebrate you, Liz. Karibu sana. We thank God for God's work in your life. We will bless the Lord. Karibu sana. Isn't God good? Let's give him another big hand. Amen. We also need to pray for Pastor Washira and Joy. Joy is undergoing a medical treatment in Birmingham, United Kingdom. And we need to be praying for her. And we know that God is also a God who goes beyond treatment. He goes into healing. And so remember Pastor Washira, who is there with her. And also pray for Northgate while Washira is away. And we thank God that when God begins a work, he knows how to complete it. Bwana asifiwe. Amen. I also want us to pray for Pastor Simon. Pastor Simon is in the service. He was here in the first service. He's also here in the second service. Hallelujah. Shiko is in the labor ward. And Pastor Simon's brain is here, but his mind is somewhere else. So Pastor Simon is about to be a grandfather. So we're praying for Shiko and her family and this gentleman who is so calm is here with us, and we thank God. Isn't God good?
Yes.
Yeah, God is good. And we know that God will do great and mighty things. The children of the righteous shall be mighty in the land. And so we are voicing that this month of empowered voice. We are releasing it into the atmosphere, and we know that great things will happen. Now, this month, we've been in January, we talked about Abraham, then we went to Isaac, went to Jacob, then we went to Sarah, and this month is Moses. So we want to read that scripture, Exodus 3, 1 to 12. Shall we stand, all of us, in the pavilion, in this meeting, as we read God's word today? The Bible says, "Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, 'I will go over and see this strange sight. Why the bush does not burn up?' When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called. You see, God speaks. There is a voice of God. So God called to him from within the bush, 'Moses, Moses.' And Moses said, 'Here I am.' 'Do not come any closer,' God said. 'Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground.' Then he said, 'I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, 'I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I'm concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good land.'" Into a good land. Amen. The Lord, in this month of May, is bringing you into a good and spacious land. In Jesus' name. As he spoke to Moses, he's speaking to us. He's bringing you out of Egypt, a place of bondage. He's saying into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now, go, I'm sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" And God said, "I will be with you." God is saying to you this month of May, "I will be with you." And this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain." This is God's word, and God's people say,
Amen.
Amen. We may be seated in God's presence in Jesus' name. The story of Moses is a very dramatic story. And you know the story, that Moses plus the Israelites had been in Egypt for a long time. Of course, when they went to Egypt, they went to Egypt through Joseph. You remember that time when Joseph told his brothers, "Go tell my father and the rest of the family to come to Egypt." Because at that time, Joseph was ruler in Egypt. And so that's how they came to Egypt, 70 of them. But through the years, they multiplied. They were in the land of Goshen in Egypt, and they stayed there with a lot of favor and blessings. But as the years went on and the pharaohs changed, and even Joseph died, later they became the oppressed. And through the years, the Egyptians really stressed. this nation. But I want you to know that God is a preserver of his people. I'm saying that God is a preserver of his people. And it doesn't matter what kind of oppression you're going through. God knows how to preserve you. And then God knows how to get you out. Sometimes we live life as if we will never get out of our situations. We are stuck there. We are helpless. We are hopeless. And we just feel it is over for me. But I want to tell you this. It is never over until God says it is over. And so this month, as we introduce this message, Empowered Voice, it is for world changers, because when you hear God's voice, it prepares you to be a world changer. You are a world changer. And you need God's clear voice to be able to know that you have a mandate to be a world changer. And so God heard the cry of these people. And God prepared a man, and that man was Moses. Of course, you know the story. The children of Israel were giving birth a lot, and they were kind of threatened. And so Pharaoh said, all the boys should be killed. And the mother became very courageous. The mother of Moses put him in a basket, put him on the River Nile. And thank God, that basket was guided into the hands of the princess of Pharaoh. And she got that basket, got this baby who was crying, took him in, and brought him up in the palace, not knowing that this child was the deliverer that God was going to deliver. Who knows that you are born in a particular family to be the deliverer of that family? Right now you may not look like it. Right now you may just be ignored and people put you aside. Maybe you are at a job where you have tried to get promotion and it's not coming. But who knows that God doesn't want to give you a promotion. God actually wants you to be the owner of that place. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you are looking at me with unbelief, but I want to tell you that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what you ask or imagine. And so this Moses grew like that. But when we look at this story and we pick it from Exodus, we begin to feel Moses was a stammerer. He was a stutterer. He did not know how to speak. But I want you to know that Moses was not like that. When Stephen was giving his defense in the New Testament, this is what he said about Moses. Let me read it in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 7. Let me just read those verses from verse 20. And he gives a little picture about Moses. This is what he says. Acts chapter 7, verse 20. And he gives us a glimpse about this amazing, amazing man. Acts chapter 7, verse 20. It says, at that time, Moses was born. And he was no ordinary child. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I'm no ordinary child. At that time, Moses was born and he was no ordinary child. For 3 months, he was cared for by his family. When he was placed outside, Pharaoh's daughter took him and brought him up as her own son. Moses was educated. Now, this is very key, because I want you to know what kind of person Moses was. Moses was educated in all the wisdom. Pastor Simon, all the wisdom. Alienda primary, akaenda seko, akaenda uni. Thank you, Jesus. Got his master's, he got his PhD. Moses was educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was powerful in what? In speech. This guy could talk. He was amazing in speech, powerful in speech and action. But when Moses was 40 years old, he decided to visit his own people, the Israelites. He saw one of them being mistreated by an Egyptian. So he went to his defense and avenged him by killing the Egyptian. Moses thought, now listen to this, Moses thought that his own people would realize that God was using him to rescue them, but they did not know. In other words, Moses moved at the wrong time. Hello? He engaged at the wrong time. And let me tell you that God has a timing in your life. And you need to be able to hear his voice. Moses went through his thoughts, but he had forgotten that God needed to speak. God needed to voice him. You see, when Jesus was born, he knew he was the deliverer of the nations. But it took Jesus 30 years. Hello? 30 years for him to move. Of course, Pastor Simon, you hear those stories about Jesus that when he was a teenager, he was walking and he found a bird that had died and he picked it up. And when he picked it up, the bird resurrected and flew from his hands. So tell your neighbor, "Izo tu ni storo." Jesus never did a miracle, even one, because he was waiting for a voice. He was waiting for somebody, God, to release him. And I pray that some of us who are stuck and wondering, when will God use me? When will God use me? Yes, he will use you, but wait for his voice. The Bible says, "My sheep hear my voice." So Moses moves forward. The Bible says the next day Moses came upon two Israelites. He's still trying to deliver these guys. And next day Moses came upon two Israelites who were fighting. He tried to reconcile them by saying, "Man, your brothers, why do you want to hurt each other?" But the man who was mistreating the other pushed Moses aside and said, "Who made you ruler and judge over us? Are you thinking of killing me as you killed the Egyptian yesterday?" When Moses heard this, he fled to Midian, where he settled as a foreigner and had two sons. And after 40 years had passed, an angel appeared to Moses in the flames of a burning bush. God has a timing for you. And for some of you, the timing is this month, that you're going to hear God's voice, and God is going to release you to fulfill his purpose. I'm excited because I know something special is about to happen in your life. Because when God's voice comes through, nothing can stop you. No Pharaoh can stop you. No obstacle can stop you. Because the voice of God is powerful. Let me show you how powerful it is. The Bible says this in Psalms 29. Let me read Psalms 29, talking about the voice of God. And this is the voice that was going to activate Moses into his destiny. The Bible says, "Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness." Now look at the description. "The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters." The voice of the Lord is what? Powerful. The voice of the Lord is what? Majestic. Keep going. "The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars." If you need your breakthrough, it's the voice of the Lord. "The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks, strips the forests bare. And in his temple, all cry what? Glory." Amen. "The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king forever." And I want you to know, the Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with what? Peace. And it all comes from his voice. You know, let me tell you this. The reason why God loves to speak is because he wants to be heard. God wants to be heard. For those husbands who have wives who talk a lot, thank you, Jesus. All they're trying to do is to be what? To be heard. And sometimes we act as if we are not hearing. That's why I always talk to you and you're not listening. We are hearing, but for some of us who our wives talk a lot, don't worry. We are told by psychologists, Dr. Gakunju, that men, I don't know the estimate, men have about 25,000 words in a day, around 30,000 words. Women have about 75,000 words, and they're trying to offload. Hello? So men go to work and they utilize their entire 25,000 words. The wife has also utilized quite a number, but she still has surplus. So when you arrive and you want to be quiet, that's when they want to be heard and listened to. But I want to tell you this, more than your wives, one of the persons that who loves to be heard is God. And it is amazing that people are not listening to him. They are busy doing everything else but listening to him. Even when they are praying, they are not listening to God. You can find somebody talking to God. And then before God can answer, they have already told God, amen, hallelujah, see you tomorrow. And they are gone. And you can imagine when you're on your cell phone trying to talk to somebody and they're doing most of the talking and they're asking you for advice and you're just about to give them the advice and they click the phone off and you're just about to tell them their solution, but they're gone. And God says, my sheep, hear my voice. And that is why it needed Moses, who had run away for a long time, to hear God's voice, because during the 40 years, Pastor Kimani, during the 40 years, this powerful man of speech and action had lost his voice. Why? Because he had listened to other voices. The voices of fear. The voices of doubt. The voices of strife. The voices of contention. He had been accused of killing somebody. Those voices began to paralyze his voice. The voice of hate. And some of us, we are dealing with the voices of addiction, the voices of disobedience, defiance, apathy. And we've stopped hearing God's voice, and now we cannot even voice our own voice. It's paralyzed. But I want you to tell you this, that your deliverance is here. I'm saying your deliverance is here. Amen. That you can hear God's voice, and God can propel you to the next level. How did I get into ministry? I heard God's voice. How did Pastor Simon get into ministry? He heard God's voice. Why are you in the career that you're in? You heard God's voice. God speaks in different ways. Let me give you a few, and then I'll tell you what I wanted to tell you about this amazing voice. God speaks through creation. Tell your neighbor, amen. Amen. Let me read Psalms 19, verse 1. The Bible says this. Because God speaks, when you look around, God speaks through creation, what he has created. The Bible says the heavens declare what? The glory of God. The skies proclaim the works of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth what? Speech. Can you imagine? Creation is talking. So you have no excuse to say, I never heard God speaking. God has been speaking. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth. Their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run its course. Then God speaks through the law. He speaks through creation. He also speaks through the law. The other day, I went to preach in Arusha. Thank you, Jesus. I'll tell your neighbor, amen. By the way, receive greetings from the moderator of the General Assembly of Presbyterian Church of East Africa. I went to Arusha. They had a fraternity for all the clergy, nearly 450 of them. And they wanted Pastor Ambrose, who is a Baptist, to talk to them and to encourage them. I'm telling you, that was a serious privilege. Serious privilege. So I was there, and we had a wonderful time, and they told me to greet you. They received us very well. They treated us very well, and we thank God. And let me tell you this. While I was there in Arusha, among them, God just encourage these pastors. And let me tell you this, sometimes a pastor needs another pastor to talk to them. And they're engaged in ministry, they're doing all kinds of things, but I'm telling you, they just needed a word of encouragement. And we thank God. But I'm talking about Arusha because I went there with Martha, and Martha had not been to Arusha. Tell your neighbor, amen. And so as we are flying there, it's a very short trip. It is an international trip, but a very short one. <laughs> 35 minutes, Pastor Simon. From Jomo Kenyatta, unapanda juu. Before you know it. But as we were going, we saw Mount Kilimanjaro and Mount Meru. And when Martha saw it, because I had seen it before, but when she saw it, she heard God speaking. She was just blessed by a mountain. Mountain, iko hapo tu kila siku. Mountain tu kila siku. But mountain ilifanya nini? Ilimuongelesha. God speaks to us through creation. When there's a beautiful sunrise, and you just look at it, and it just blows your mind. It's like God is just saying, I'm in charge. When you see the sunset, you know it shall be well for you. When you see the ocean and it is calm and there is peace, you just see God speaking. So don't ever say, I've never met God, I've never heard him. God speaks to us in many ways. But also God speaks to us through men and women that God sends to us. Hebrews chapter 1, let me say, do that very quickly. Hebrews chapter 1, the Bible says this, verse 1. It says this, that God used men and women to speak to us. It says in the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the who? Through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by who? By his son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe. God also speaks to us through the written word. 2 Timothy 3:16, the Bible says this. That's why we read the word of God. God speaks to us through the written word. It says all scripture is what? Is God breathed and is useful for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, and training in righteousness. So that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. God also used dreams to speak to his people. Genesis 31, verse 11. Those days they did not have the Bible. So God uses dreams to speak. He says, the angel of God said to me, in what? God spoke to me. The angel of God said to me, in what? In that dream, Jacob. And I answered, here I am. So God uses dreams. God also uses visions to speak to us. Genesis 46, verse 2, the Bible says this. And God spoke to Israel in what? In a vision at night and said, Jacob, Jacob, here I am. He replied, visions. God uses angels to speak to us. The Bible says this in Exodus 23, verse 20. And I thank God for angels. They are moving even among us today. The angel of the Lord encamps around us. It says this, see, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way and to bring you to the place I have prepared. Pay attention to him and listen to what he says. Do not rebel against him. He will not forgive your rebellion since my name is in him. God used angels. How did Mary know she was going to conceive? Gabriel spoke to her and she received the word of God. And she said, let it be unto me according to your word. But let me tell you this, that God also speaks to us through Jesus Christ. He is the word of God. John chapter 1, verse 1. The Bible says this, in the beginning was what? The word. And the word was with God, and the word was God. But finally, I want to say this. God also speaks to us through the Holy Spirit. Jesus is in heaven. The Holy Spirit is in our hearts. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 says this, and verse 10. The Holy Spirit in us. He says this. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. Let me read that. All right. Okay, it's coming. Oh, so let me quote it. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, the heart has not conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. And then he says, but the Spirit of God has revealed it to us, And the Spirit of God, who knows the mind of God, searches all things, even the deep things of God. So the Holy Spirit also speaks to us. So there is no excuse, there is no reason why this month you should not hear the voice of God. And even as I'm speaking right now, the voice of God is coming through. You hear my voice, but the voice of God is also coming through. And God is directing your steps. And God is leading you in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And so for Moses, there were three things that were key as I summarize the message today. Number one, the voice that calls. That was the first one. The voice that does what? That calls. Number two, the voice that prepares. The voice that prepares. And thirdly, the voice that reveals. Tell your neighbor, the voice calls, the voice prepares, and the voice reveals. In matters of the call, God's voice calls you because God has an assignment for you. You have an assignment to be a world changer. And the devil knows that you're a world changer. And the devil knows for him to stop you, either he'll make sure your voice is not heard, or he will distort your voice with doubts, fears, anxieties, self-esteem issues, oppression that has come from different directions, so that your voice will not come out. Like Moses, his voice was restricted. And he told God, I cannot speak. And God says, but I made your mouth. I know what to say. Give me your mouth and I'll speak through it. And so today we are saying, God is calling you. Not just like he called Pastor Ambrose to be a pastor. Some of you have been called to be teachers. Some of you have been called to be doctors. There are those who have been called to be accountants. There are those who have been called to be leaders in different levels and sectors. You are not just there because you are promoted and you are just connected and you are there. If you are sitting in this place and you are a governor, you just did not show up as a governor. God brought you there because he called you for an assignment. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you have an assignment. If you are a janitor and you are sweeping floors and doing all the, God has called you. That is not a small job. That is a great assignment. And as you do and sweep, God is using that to glorify himself through you. God has given you a voice. You may not have the voice of Alex Button. Thank you, Jesus. And the way they bring the service and introduce the service to us, and you wish your voice was like that. No, your voice is for other things. Alex Button's voice is for BBC and CNN. But right now, he's doing other things. But thank God, he has a voice. Let me tell you this, you have a voice. So look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, Niko na sauti. Amen? Yes. Learn to hear your voice. You know, Pastor Simon, some people are not used to their voices. And sometimes your voice sounds very different. You try recording yourself. One day, just record yourself. Go on your cell phone, put the recording up there, and start talking. Kwa majina naitwa Pastor Ambrose. And then just talk, then stop the recording, and then play back your voice. You will think it is somebody else. Because there are two voices. There's what you hear from outside, and there's what your inner ear hears. And there are two different things. And that is why, before I became a preacher, and got courage to preach, I used to preach to myself in front of a mirror. I used to talk to that guy in the mirror. I said, the Bible says that man is a sinner and you need to repent. And sometimes you need to just begin to hear your voice, because for some of your voices, they falter. They struggle. There's no conviction. You know, you doubt yourself. Try listening to yourself and find out, does your voice come out? Sometimes you go for an interview. When you're at home, you're so confident, you're so powerful. You know, and you tell your siblings, I'm going for an interview and then Peter. And then you arrive in the interview, and just before you arrive, You find guys have come with briefcases. Some people with files. Wewe ulikuja tu na karatasi. Your voice ends right there at the seat. And by the time you enter, the panelists are looking at you and says, thank you for coming. Will you please give us some of the documents you've come with? And you're saying, some people came with briefcases. You're finished. You just come and give them a paper. Okay, can you tell us your name? At that time, your name, imepotea. You start looking for your ID. Where is my ID? Your voice has gone. You're finished. And maybe you've gone for interviews, you've been rejected, but let me tell you this, there's still a voice in there that needs to come out in Jesus' name. And God is going to give you a voice back. I'm talking to somebody here, God is going to give you a voice back. Your voice is coming back. And it's not a voice of arrogance, it's not a voice of pride, but it's an inner voice, the voice that is really you, the voice that is inspired by the Holy Spirit. And so Moses was given a voice. And he said, oh, you know, how will I speak? And God is saying, I've called you. And I have an assignment. Let me read those verses for you. Exodus chapter 3, verse 4 and 5. The Bible says this. You're called. I'm talking to somebody here. You're called. Don't despise your calling. You're called. You're called. You're an electrician. You're called. It says, when the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. By the way, God knows your name. He knows your name. He deals with you not as a crowd. He doesn't come to you and says, hey, Nyinyi. Hey, you people. No, he knows your name. If it is Simon, he'll say Simon. If it is Peter, he'll say Peter. He knows your name. He says, Moses. Moses, here I am. He says, do not come near, come closer. God said, take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I'm the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out. So I have come to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them out. And I want you to go out. I have an assignment for you. Let me tell you this. This month, God has an assignment for you. May you use your voice. You can use your voice to turn the trajectory of the world today. Just one statement to a friend, a statement to a neighbor, just one word, things will shift for the better, for them. Somebody's waiting to hear your voice. But God had to prepare Moses. That's number two. The voice that calls, the voice that prepares. God had to prepare Moses. And God says, Moses, I'm sending you out there, not because you're so smart. I'm sending you out because there's a covenant I made with your fathers. And let me tell you this. God is giving you an assignment and he's saying, I'm going to bless you, not because you're so smart, or not because people have called you that you have nothing to bring to the table. I am using you and I'm sending you to this place because there's a covenant. Tell your neighbor, there's a covenant. I read a very interesting statement that was given by Moses in the book of Deuteronomy. Let me read those verses. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 32, this is what the Bible says, just a few verses. 32, it says this. Ask now about the former days, long before your time, from the day God created human beings on the earth. Ask from one end of the heavens to the other, has anything so great as this ever happened? Or has anything like it ever been heard of? Has any other people heard the voice of God speaking out of fire? He's talking to the Israelites and says, you guys, when these things were happening, do you think they were just normal? He's saying, other nations have never heard this. Has any other people heard the voice of God speaking out of fire as you have and lived? By the way, if God just suddenly spoke, you would not survive. But these guys heard God every day. The pillar of fire, God would speak through fire. They heard God's voice. Let me tell you this, the God we believe in is a living God. He's not a figment of the mind. He's alive. This is the God I had in Kenya Science Teachers College. And he told me, Ambrose, get out of this college. I want you to go and preach the gospel to the people of Nairobi. That's the voice that changed my life. That's the voice that pulled me out of a career to become a teacher. Thank you, Jesus. Being trained to teach physics and chemistry, and to tell people about the law of flotation, that when a body is totally or partially immersed in a fluid, it experiences an upthrust which is equal to the weight of the fluid displaced. That's what I was being trained to do. I was going to teach chemistry and tell them about chemical changes. And tell them, when you take magnesium and connect it to oxygen, it becomes magnesium oxide. Those were the things I was being trained to do, but God said, I have another assignment for you. You're still going to teach, but you're going to teach the things of God. That's why I'm standing here today in Jesus' name. The voice of God plucked me out and gave me an assignment. And Moses is telling them, don't take this thing for granted. Has any God ever tried to take for himself one nation out of another nation by testings, by signs and wonders, by war, by a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, or by great and awesome deeds, like all the things the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your very eyes? You are shown these things so that you might know that the Lord is God. Beside him there is no other. From heaven he made you hear his voice to discipline you. On earth he showed you his great fire, and you heard his words from out of the fire, because he loved your ancestors and chose their descendants after them. He brought you out of Egypt by his presence and his great strength, to drive out before you nations greater than, stronger than you, and to bring you into their land, to give it to you for your inheritance as it is today. Why did God speak? Why did God do all these things? He had an inheritance. I want to tell this month, your inheritance is showing up. Amen. I'm saying this month, your inheritance is showing up. Amen. That's why we are talking about this voice, this amazing voice. The voice of God. And so this voice called Moses. This voice prepared Moses to get his covenant inheritance. But this voice revealed to Moses the promise of a good land and a spacious land where they are going to serve him and do exploits in his name. And so I want to bring this to a close by telling this, that God has something special for you. The Bible says this in Job chapter 37 verse 5. Job 37 verse 5. Maybe somebody needs this statement. It says, God's voice thunders in marvelous ways. He does great things beyond our understanding. Let me read this in the New King James Version. That verse 5. Let me just read that. That's a great verse. God thunders marvelously. He just doesn't thunder. He thunders marvelously with his voice. He does great things which we cannot comprehend. God is about to do great things for you this month. I'm saying God is about to do great things for you this month. In Jesus' name. I'm saying in Jesus' name. He has prepared, he has called, he has prepared, he has promised. You know, he has revealed to you great and mighty things that you do not know. Prepare for it. I'm saying prepare for it. I'm saying prepare for it. Some of you who are going for visa interviews this month, don't worry. God has come through for you before you reach that interview. In Jesus' name. And those who have never had a passport in their pockets, the only thing they have is ile pasi ya shule ya kitambo ya bus fare. God is about to give you a passport. God is about to open doors for you to go places you have never been. I'm telling you, for some of you, God is about to connect you with your future partner this month. Now, don't look around. I'm talking to you. I'm voicing God's will. I'm voicing it. I'm speaking to you now in Jesus' name. But I want you to know that when we speak God's voice, it must be settled by the word of God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. So, what have I been doing this morning, this afternoon? I've basically been introducing the subject for this month. There's more to come. Please stand on your feet in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody, give God a big hand and tell him thank you. There's a song that we used to sing in Kiswahili that says, Amefanya majabu, hallelujah. Majabu asifiwe. Majabu sifuni. Jina lake. Amefanya.
Amefanya majabu.
Hallelujah. Pray that you're ready for him to do what he does best. Expect a miracle. Expect God's favor to come your way. God loves you. That is why he wants to speak. That's why he's been speaking. For some of us, tumekalia masikio. Hello? But tell God, God, open my ears that I may hear wondrous things. The best place to hear God is this word. The Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it, for then you shall make your way prosperous and you shall have good success. From time to time, don't just pray. Sometimes stop and say, God, talk to me. Holy Spirit, speak to me. You'll be amazed at the solutions that will come your way. What your eye had not seen, you will see. What your ears had not heard, you will hear. What your heart has not conceived, God will birth into you, deposit into you great and mighty things. So God wants you to hear his voice. So don't be led astray, especially in here, for us here in Parklands. We don't sit here and say, God only speaks through Pastor Ambrose. Ni mimi, mteule. Hallelujah. No. The curtain was split apart. And now each one of us can enter into the Holy of Holies and hear God's voice ourselves. When God speaks through me, he simply is confirming what he already spoke to you. And so when you hear confirmation, you say, Pastor Ambrose has just read a verse that I was reading last night. The same verse he's reading today. And you're telling yourself, maybe God is trying to tell me something. Ambrose has used an illustration, and I had found myself in the same situation. Is there something God is trying to say? You see, God only speaks to confirm that God which he has already said to you. So when Pastor Ambrose comes and tells you, fast so that you can go to heaven, rebuke Pastor Ambrose. Hallelujah. Don't take that voice. That is not the voice of God. When Peter was speaking to Jesus and saying, Jesus, you will not die. You're not dying. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. For the things that you say are not of God. Because Jesus had come to die. Peter is saying, you're not going to die. It was a wrong voice. Because before that, Peter had said, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, that has been revealed to you by God. But the devil was sitting right next to him to throw a bad word. And so guard your heart. Because men are interesting. With the same tongue that is in your mouth, you praise God. And with the same tongue, you don't change tongues. The same tongue in your mouth, you curse people. Same tongue, you compliment somebody. Ah, your hair is amazing. Unapitana tu hivi. Hiyo ni wig. Nani artificial. So look at your neighbor. They may have a wig that is artificial, but just tell them it is of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It is of the Lord. And we don't speak to flatter people. We speak to encourage people. Tell them you're smart. You're looking good. Today you're just looking bright. You're glorious. Because out of there in the world, nobody tells you. Nobody, people are busy passing by. Umeji podoa the whole day. Umeji podoa, podoa. Alafu natoka inze. Hakuna mtu ana comment. So if you are standing next to a lady ambaye amejipodoa, mwambie the Lord is with you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. May you use your tongue. That God may put his voice on that tongue to bless others and not to curse them, because it is so easy to curse. Same tongue. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what are you filling your heart with? That's what will come out. May God change our hearts so that this voice of God may have no hindrance from your heart to your mouth to touch and transform men's lives wherever you go. Are you glad you came? God is good. Now give him a big hand and tell him thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, somebody. So go forth in his name, in his strength. And when a contrary voice comes your way, take every thought captive. Bring it at the feet of Jesus. When it is a good word, planted in good soil, it will bear fruit. 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you. And we bless your name because you are an awesome, awesome God. And this month, as we introduce this message of empowered voice, talking about the life of Moses. Lord, we know what Moses went through, but God, you used him so powerfully to be a deliverer of a nation that had been in bondage for more than 400 years. And Father, I pray now in Jesus' name, if there are people who have been in bondage for many years and have been oppressed and they don't see a way out, I want to decree and declare to them, and I want to say to Satan, let God's people go in Jesus' name. I'm speaking to that addiction. Let God's people go in Jesus' name. I speak to that oppression. Let God's people go in Jesus' name. I speak to that sickness. Let God's people go in Jesus' name. And God is calling you out to a good and a spacious land. A land of milk and honey. A land of peace and joy. A land of satisfaction. A land where you shall be used of God to bless others. For the Lord has blessed you to become a blessing. The Lord has favored you to be favorable. The Lord has lifted you to lift others up. May you hear His voice. And may His voice take you to the next level. If you believe that, you better say, I receive it. I take it. It is my portion. And there's nothing the devil can do about it. Now give God another shout and give Him a big hand. Bless His holy name. Amen. 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 I want to bless us as we prepare to leave. And may you have a great month. Give your neighbor a high five and just tell him it is number five. For favor. Yes. I didn't tell you to slap them. I just tell you to give them a high five. Amen. How many of you believe that this is your month of breakthrough? Amen. Yeah, this is your month of breakthrough. We thank God. I think it was last week we prayed for the Mukusas and they had a wedding and their brothers, sisters, sisters in Christ, many of them, we had a great wedding. And that guy, I'm a Marika. Where is he? Camera, boop, take it to this guy. He's called Jills and Victoria. Can that camera reach them? These guys are married, yani newly married. Come on, we better give God a big hand. Now, you should have been to that wedding because the Congolese in them came out. Mziki le pole pole. It nearly took me to the days when before I got saved. When we used to sing those songs. But these were good songs. And we had a good time. So the family, daddy and mom, I can see you up there. God bless you. And we thank God. There are those who got married yesterday. And I want to decree and declare that for those who are not married, we are celebrating you very soon. Yeah. I'm saying we are celebrating you very soon. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen. So I want to release us so that this month, the voice of God will release the breakthroughs that you need, and there's nothing the devil can do. Amen? Amen. So lift up your hand as I bless us. Father, we thank you. We honor you, and we thank you. And I now decree and declare to you as you go forth in His name, that you remember the calling, you remember the preparation, and you remember the revelation. The voice has called you. The voice is preparing you through His word. The voice is revealing to you the great promises, the great inheritance that is already your portion. And so I decree and declare to you this afternoon, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord bless your coming in and bless your going out. Your rising up and your sitting down. Your children are blessed. Your home is blessed. Your relatives are blessed. The work of your hands is blessed. The Lord is providing for you all that you need according to His riches and glory. Your Monday is blessed. Your Tuesday is blessed. Your Wednesday is blessed. Your Thursday is blessed. Your Friday is blessed. Your Saturday is blessed. Sunday, you're coming back with a testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. You're blessed to be a blessing. Amen. You're favored to be favorable. Amen. You're lifted to lift others up. Amen. No weapon that is fashioned against you will prosper. Amen. So go forth in His confidence and in His strength. For receive this blessing in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. And God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. And there's nothing the devil can do about it. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Shalom.